was like, I'm fine, bud, without any. And then Mary asked me, what happened after that, Mary?
Well, then he changed his mind and started asking for dogs.
Then he changed his mind and said, no, I want all the animals.
And some for Marky.
And some for Marky, too. Because if he could have all the animals and then have some for Mark. Today is, this is Ross 54, and today is August 25th. Yes, Ross has been very considerate today. And also, he used a word, a very fancy verb, I'm trying to remember what it was. Something about being considerate. That wasn't that word, that was it. Ross was watching a pinwheel program and said, I wish this wasn't on television. I wish it was real. In other words, he meant, I wish this wasn't just on television. I wish it was really was real, too. Or, anyway, just would have been helpful, and he didn't say it. I sort of misunderstood him at first. In other words, I thought he meant, I wish that this wasn't even on television at all. It wasn't. We didn't have to watch the silly program or something like that. Ross first started off with Cheerios this morning, and then he decided he wanted Raisin Bran. And he said, I've got... And I gave him Raisin Bran. He said, and I've got more Cheerios than Marky's got... And stopped. He said, I've got more Raisin Bran than Marky's got Cheerios. Is that the right way?
Mm-hmm.
And that was right. He did say it right. He has more Raisin Bran than Marky has Cheerios. Ross said on August 25th, why does a car run on round wheels? And this is a... And then he said, because outlong has corners. In other words, a rectangle has corners. I guess he meant oblong, or... Anyway, let's... outlong has corners is what he said. This is something he heard from Pinwheel. And this was supposed to be a semi-joke, not a joke, but a serious riddle. And Mary just figured out that outlong with corners was a rectangle by questioning him and noting the way he used his hands. So outlong, it was outlong, spread outlong. Ross said, we're going to go to Children's Palace or something. That's the kind of brothers we are, which he got from the Hobbit tape, where they say about Gollum, that's the kind of fellow Gollum is. I'm sure that's, I mean, it seems to me that's where that phrase, that's the kind of something so-and-so is, came from, which would be a nice example of... Oh, Ross says, now you don't think you got it from there? Okay. No, you tell me from here. No, but wait, you're not answering my question, Ross. You're not answering the question.
What?
Did you get the idea from there? Did the idea come from there?
No.
Where does the idea come from? That's the kind of brothers we are. But where does the kind of the way of saying somebody is like so and so come from? Huh? The words. Where did the words come from?
What words?
That's the kind of fellow so and so is. Those words. Where do they come from?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing that they came from that. You don't think I'm right?
I can't do one.
You think I'm right?
Yeah.
Are you sure I'm right?
Yeah, but you said it wrong.
I said it wrong? How do you say it right?
You say...
Uh-huh. Go ahead, say it again.
In the way they talk about Gollum, that's the fellow he is. That's the kind of fellow he is.
Yeah.
They say a different way.
They do?
Sneak up on people first and gobble them up.
Right.
And then they say that part.
Then they say the other part?
Yeah.
I see. Uh-oh, everybody's getting me, they're crashing up on me. This is not good. This is not good. You guys are going to fall on the hard rocks. You're going to fall on the hard rocks, boys.
I'm falling, Michael.
You're going to fall. You boys are all going to fall on the hard rocks.
I'm falling, Michael.
You guys are going to fall on the hard rocks.
Because I'm falling, Michael.
He'll fall, too. Oh, he's hurting me. He's hurting me a lot. You're hurting me, Mark. Marky, you're hurting me.
Wow.
Ross said, "And now you're going to babysit our baby." And Marty said, "I'm not a baby." And Ross said, "I know you're not a baby. You're just going to babysit our baby." And then Marty said, "All right."
They're playing babies. Today is August 28th, I believe. Playing babysitting in their room.
Ross was saying, "You know, Dad, we always go that far to the store." And I said, "Yeah, we always do. I mean, we never go that far to the store. Yeah, we never do." And he said, "It wasn't fair to Marty and Mommy that we didn't take them." And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "Why wasn't it fair?" And he said, "For instance, they really wanted to go." And I said, "Why didn't you mean for instance, Ross?" And he said, "I just wanted to be a big person." I said, "What do you mean you just wanted to be a big person?" He said, "Well, that's what big people say, don't they?" And I said, "Yeah, they do." Ross and Mark have learned to play mummy. And Ross said, "Look how we've been playing that. He crawled inside the bishop's bench."
"What? The vampire."
"And you? Who are you, Ross?"
"Okay."
"And what do you do?"
"Turn into a bat and suck people's blood out."
"Turn into a bat and suck people's blood out?"
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. "And what else do you do?"
Sometimes I have to turn into a bat."
"Because that's what horrible Count Dracula's have to do."
"And why do they have to suck people's blood?"
"Because it makes them go crazy.
Makes them weird and awful."
"Right."
No, because that's why they keep them alive."
"And you keep them alive by sucking people's blood."
"Yeah."
"Isn't that horrible?"
"Yeah."
"Would you like to be a vampire? Would you like a vampire to eat you?" "Let's forget about vampires."
"Are they real?"
"No."
"Yes."
"No."
"Yeah." Ross said, "What has 50 legs and has dots?" And I said, "Pen dot." And he said, "No, a 50-legged ant." And I said, "Where did you hear that, Ross?" And he said, "I just made it up." I think he probably did too.
"Yeah, you're doing? Go ahead." What are you doing, Ross?
"Said I dreamt that this other day, that the past day." "What day was it? When did you dream it?"
"No, it was tonight."
"Oh, tonight, Okay, go ahead. What did you do?"
"Tonight I dreamed of me going to my old preschool. I was so scared."
"Uh-huh." "And what happened?"
And I was good. All that time."
"Uh-huh." "What happened at the old preschool?"
"And we had to put little block people up to make to think that the teacher was us."
"Uh-huh." "And what had happened with Liz and Mom and Mark?"
"Oh, and me."
"Yeah."
Mike is going through the water with snakes."
"Uh-huh."
"And you were standing on a square."
"Mm-hmm."
"And I was hopping where the squares were, but not the lines."
"Mm-hmm."
"And slowly my feet fell into the water."
"Mm-hmm."
"And then I tried to go in and save them."
"Mm-hmm."
"Then Mom and Liz."
"Mm-hmm."
"Then you got snakes all over you."
"I did?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Oh, and what happened?"
"Then we all couldn't get out."
"We all couldn't get out? And then? Who trapped us?" "Don't get Princess Leia's hair off, honey." "You're taking her hair off. You're chewing off her hair. We'll have to paint it again."
"Mm-hmm."
"Yeah." And that's the end of the story?
I got out of the water holding Mikey's hand.
Uh-huh.
And I broke the snake's off you. And Mikey was holding Liz's hand and Liz was holding Mom's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke the snake's off you.
Good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I broke the snake's off you. Hmm? I didn't have any snakes.
In his dream, he didn't have any snakes, Mark. No.
It's just that you fell into the water.
You fell in the water, Mark.
Yeah, then I...
Oh.
Then I fell in, too, and got you out.
Yeah.
And then poke the snake. No, broke him in half. Broke him in half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by my knee.
Right. Well, are you at the end of your dream?
I'm broken.
What else happened?
Want to hear the other way I broke the snake?
Yeah.
I shot them with an arrow.
Okay, good.
And I found out who was trapping us.
Who was it?
It was... I'll tell you when I see the Catwoman.
Catwoman?
Mm-hmm.
You really think she was doing that, huh?
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Mm-hmm. How did she do it?
Wait a minute. It was really Snake Woman.
Snake Woman. Oh, it was really Snake Woman. Mm-hmm. And she was trapping us. Okay, and then... And
when I got into the... into the last part, I found her,
mm-hmm.
and I shot her with a bow and arrow.
Okay. And then, is that the end of the dream?
No.
Okay.
There were all snake womans all over that part, and I shot mm-hmm. them with one arrow.
Uh-huh. Good.
And then it was time to go out of the spaceship because it was going to explode and we didn't get exploded on.
I see. Hmm. Interesting.
And we got out.
It was a spaceship, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the end? Okay, turn it off.
Ross knows Princess Leia's name, but Mark calls Princess Leia girl. And so when Ross offers Mark Princess Leia, he also calls Princess Leia girl. And he'll ask Mark if he wants girl and turn to me and explain to me that that's Princess Leia and that Mark calls him girl. Said about the blue shoes, you know, I can't really tie those on myself because that one, the shoelaces are really small.
Ross and Mark are playing fire engine heroes, firefighters. They're saving the girl, going up the ladder. I guess the girl is Princess Leia, probably. And they said, maybe if we save the girl, we'll be superheroes. Maybe if not on your life, if we don't save her, then, you know, and then he can go on and finish what would happen if we didn't save her. He said, maybe we'd be super silly superheroes and they'd give us some silly medals. Heh 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 heh.
Was that Ross?
Yeah, it was Ross. I don't know what it was all about. Silly medals. Yeah, it could have been Martha, couldn't it? Not really. But I like the part was not on your life, and then he couldn't pull it off. He couldn't say why not on your life. He has these phrases, he tries to pull things off that go with after them. He really doesn't know what else you're supposed to say after not on your life. Mm-hmm. Well, I had another one earlier. It was, for instance, remember? He tried to do something after for instance and he couldn't figure out what he's supposed to do. But he has these sort of showstoppers, and he doesn't know what to do with them. He tells jokes, and he doesn't know punchlines. Takes after his father.
Ross was explaining what had happened on a television program. A rat crawled on the foot, and he let go of that big man. This is talking about the big guy who let go of his hostage because a rat crawled on the bad man's foot. And then I said, well, then what happened to the two bad guys? He said, well, the one guy was lying on the floor, and that's what they did to him. In other words, one of the heroes had punched out one of the bad guys, and that guy was lying on the floor. And he said, and the other guy ran upstairs, and that's what Tony and the big guy did. Okay, Tony's a hero, big guy and a hero. And what he means is, and Tony and the big guy did that too, ran after him. Anyway, it was just interesting. That's what the Tony and the big guy did.
Ross showed Mary Walt Disney, and she said, now she knows that I know. She used to think that I don't know, and now I do.
When
I really did. She used to think that I don't know when I really did. That's it. I told Ross that I misunderstood what he said, and he said, what does it mean to misunderstood? And I said, it means to not understand correctly. He said, oh, I see. And then, he was brushing his teeth, and he said, now I'll have to have a longer brushing, okay? In other words, I'm really going to brush my teeth really long before I do my Fluoroguard rinsing. Rossi was dreaming in the middle of the night, and he said, watch out, Billy. This is Brendan, his old principal. Marky, I carried Marky down the stairs. I was going to carry both the boys down the stairs. And Rossi said, Marky doesn't want to... Ross said he would be carried separately. He said, Marky doesn't want to get squished, and so don't I.
And so don't Daddy.
And so don't I. And so I don't.
And so Daddy
so,
don't.
And so I don't. And so I don't. And...
No, so neither.
I said, you should have said, and neither do I. Ross is being difficult about breakfast this morning. He says, when toast comes up, call me. And then it said, well, don't you want some of that good stuff? And he said, only when, if that burns off a little. In other words, if it cools down. And so Ross, he could put on his little Pac-Man pouch and put his toys in. He said, no, I don't want to. And he said, oh, you could do it. You know, it'll look real good. He said, oh, I disagree. And then I said, well, okay, if you don't want to. And he said, I know that those girls will get it. And I said, no, it'll be on a belt. And they can't pull it off. And then they can't pull it off because the belts, anyway, he said, I said, no, it'll be on the belt, so they can't pull it off. He said, oh, I don't want to wear it anyway.
Why can't they?
Ross said, I want to wear what none kid ever wore before. In other words, I want to wear what none of the kids had ever worn before. What did you say? I want to wear what none kid? Okay. Ross is playing woofer, and he's singing Wonderful Feeling, da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. What is that song called? Zippy Do Die to Woofer. Woof, 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 woof. That's how woofer sings. And they're playing that they've been told that they're playing too many violent games lately, and he said, well, now we're doing half good games and half bad games, okay? And it's Meowser. He thinks Meowser and Woofer is the good game and He-Man is the bad game. Right. They are. I mean, we know they are.
Mark Ross was saying, woof, 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 in a real sad voice. And he said, does Woofer do this when he's sad? And Brian said, yes, or when he thinks he's been bad. And Ross said, you mean he's not? Which means that he focused on when he thinks he's been bad, using it as some kind of a message to say that the rest of the sentence, the statement would be untrue.
On the way home from school today, September 2nd, Ross, Mary said, "There's no one behind you." I was driving, and I had had somebody following me. And Mary said, "There's no one behind you." And Ross said, "Was there somebody behind you?" And here he's questioning the presupposition. In other words, to say that there was, that there's no one behind you presupposes that there was somebody behind me earlier, and that now there's no one behind me. And Ross is articulating his questioning of the presupposition, which is, was there someone behind you? He didn't know that there had been somebody behind me. And so this was something that he wanted to be informed about. And then a little bit later, he started talking about what he did at preschool, and he said, "After I came out for a drink, Marky was fast asleep, and it was soon. He did it right away. After I came out for a drink, Marky was fast asleep, and it was soon while I was such and such," he went on to say. "He meant it happened right away while I was such and such." And went on talking about this. Then Marky came back and said, "I'm the one who Marky was asleep, and you saw me fast asleep." In other words, I'm the one who was the one about whom it was true that he was asleep, and when Ross saw me, he was fast asleep. I'll put that on Marky's tape recording too.